Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Democrats and Republicans all must get on the same page about keeping the government open and avoiding a pointless shutdown.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pressing lawmakers to agree on how to fund the government before the current budget runs out September 30th. The New York Democrat calls the demands from the conservative House Freedom Caucus too extreme to pass and says a government shutdown would hurt most Americans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the Senate floor and addressed last week's incident where he froze while taking questions from reporters.
Now, one particular moment of my time back home has received its fair share of attention in the press over the past week.
McConnell downplayed the incident and described his busy schedule over the August recess. Last week, the congressional physician cleared McConnell, saying he could be suffering from the effects of a concussion due to a fall earlier this year. Voting rights advocates in North Carolina are opposing a Republican-backed measure to restructure boards of elections to have an even number of Democrats and Republicans. Ann Webb with Common Cause North Carolina calls it a recipe for disastrous deadlock.
Let there be no mistake. Senate Bill 749 will deadlock our state and county boards in ways that are costly, chaotic, and calamitous for our elections.
Proponents of the law say it would weaken the partisan power of the governor by ending his ability to appoint board members. A federal court just struck down another Alabama congressional map. The state is a quarter black, but the way the districts are drawn, only one of seven representatives is African American. In spite of the position of the U.S. Supreme Court, the legislature has so far refused to draw a second black-dominated district. Jerome Dees with the Southern Poverty Law Center says the minority just wants fair representation.
The only way to guarantee that is by having majority-minority districts, districts where the black voting age population, or BVAP, is above 50%.
A court-appointed official now has until September 25th to submit three new maps. Rhode Island Democrat and Senate Judiciary Chair Sheldon Whitehouse is filing an ethics complaint against Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, asking Chief Justice John Roberts to investigate. Alito gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal in July in which he argued Congress doesn't have the power to regulate the Supreme Court. Whitehouse is leading efforts to enact stricter court ethics rules.
Interesting sidebar to the politicization of the court is that Congress is politicized about the court. Republicans want to protect it as it is because it's delivering for their big donors.
The Supreme Court approval sits at a record low 40%, according to a recent Gallup poll. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton pleaded not guilty Tuesday as his historic impeachment trial at the state legislature begins. The case centers around Paxton's use of his office to help one of his donors, who was indicted earlier this summer for making false statements to a bank to secure more than $170 million in loans. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.